Hello and welcome to our Breslev English share with the great Tzaddik, Rabbi Shalom Arush, Lita Q&A, Rabbi Shalom Arush. My name is Elchanan Elgod and I'm happy to be here with you and to translate to the Rabbi Shlita. And without any further ado, we're going to have a preparation share for Shavuos and we're going to be passing the microphone to Rabbi Arush.
Lechavod Kvodo. Igyanu la...
We have arrived at this most special day in the Jewish calendar.
בלילה הגברים ערים לומדים לכל הלילה מתפלל במנצח חב"ד ביום שישי.
We spoke about the preparations last week, but it's important to emphasize this point, that on Shavuos night, the men stay up all through the night learning, and they daven as the sun rises on Friday morning.
יש את התיקון שתקן אדוננו אריזל.
There's a special learning which is called the tikkun, mending this holy day that was mended and was ordered by the holy Ari.
יש גם את הספר התהילים מי שיכול להתפלל את אליהם, כי זה היום של יוצאת דוד המלך.
Except for learning the Tikkun, there's also the book of Tehillim, Psalms, which was written by David HaMelech, because Shavuos, this is the passing day of our King David.
אז נכון שיש תיקון, את הכל אורך מדי, ובדרך הרבה נשים לא מספיקים.
True that we have the tikkun, which we should say during the night, but the tikkun is very long. And many times there are people who just don't manage to say the whole tikkun during Shavuos night.
מה שהייתי לשון הרגים, להגיד רק את העיקר של התיקון.
The main parts of the tikkun, that is what is important to say. And what is the main part of the tikkun? It's the 24 holy books of our holy Bible. There are some who also have the custom of saying all the 613 commandments that we have.
But מה שחשוב, ודאי, את העיקר התיקון צריכים לומר, אבל הלילה הזה קובעים כמה תורה עד המסגל, יקטן חלק עונו בתורת אחר, כמה תורה עד המסגל,
Certainly, it's important to say the main part of the tikkun, which are the 24 books of the Holy Bible. But what's important about this night is that on this night, it is decreed what is going to be your share in the Torah from this night till the next Shavuos. Like we say during davening, "V'ten chelkenu b'toratecha," give us our share in your Torah.
בלילה הזה, זמן ממש מחוץ בת, בלילה לימוד התורה.
On this night, it is important to dedicate a respectable amount of time to pray for the Torah.
בשביל כלילה ישראל, בשבילך, בשביל הילדים.
For all of Am Yisrael, for you personally and for your children.
אז חשוב מאוד דבר על הזכיר להתמיד בתורה ולחומה בין הדעת אלא דעת את כל התורה.
It is very important to pray that we should merit to understand the Torah, to be diligent while we're learning it, to have wisdom, knowledge, and intellect to understand the Torah.
תכלית התורה שאדם יזכה שיהיה לו אמונה שלמה.
The main purpose of the Torah is that a person should merit to have full and complete emuna, faith.
זה למעשה, זה חלק הרוחני של התורה, זה אמונה.
In fact, the spiritual part of the Torah is emuna.
לא אדם לא לומד תורה ולא חי את התורה זה עיקר החסם מהסבל.
A person who learns Torah but doesn't live Torah, that means that the main aspect is lacking from the book, the main aspect is lacking from what is learning.
לחיות את התורה זה לחיות באמונה.
Living the Torah means living with emuna.
כל המצוות בין אדם לחברו, כולם מבוססות על אמונה.
All the commandments between man to fellow man are all based on emuna.
אז אדם שיש לו אמונה, יש לו כל המידות הטובות.
So a person who has emuna, he has all the good virtues. And he is far and distant away from all the negative virtues.
אל תעשה לחברך, ואידך זה גמור. עכשיו תלימות.
That is what Hillel said to the non-Jewish person who wanted to learn the whole Torah standing on one foot. He said to him, the whole Torah is, what you hate, do not do to your friends. That is the whole Torah. And all the rest is only to insert interpretation. So go learn it.
אדם שיש לו אמונה, יש לו משפרת הפה בשלימות.
A person who has emuna guards his mouth perfectly.
אמונה אומרת, יש אוזן שומעת.
Emuna says, there's an ear up there that hears everything that you say.
אדם יש לו אמונה, לא מדבר שום דיבור. לא שקר, שקר רבה מחמונה, לא גאבה, לא לא שרונה, לא חנופה, לא קינה. כזה, כל זה הפך מאמונה.
A person who has emuna never utters a word of his mouth that is a word of lying, a word of falseness, a word of flattery, a word of disrespect, a word of jealousy. A person who has emuna guards his mouth. He will never say something wrong. And the main thing is, a person who has emuna is always happy.
תן חלק לו בתורתך, שיהיה לנו אמונה, זה חלק בתורה.
This is what we've got to pray when we say the words, ותן חלקנו בתורתך, give us our share in your Torah. What is our share? Give us אמונה.
הרבנו כותב שאדם יש לו שכל רוחני, רבנו כותב, התורה היא רוחנית.
רבנו writes that a person has a spiritual mind, a spiritual intellect. Why? Because the Torah is spiritual.
אם אדם באמת שיש לו ויש לו שכל רוחני, אדם שיש לו מידות טובות.
And who has a spiritual mind? A person who has good virtues. And his mind becomes spiritual. And such a mind, such a person who has a spiritual mind, he is able to grasp the whole Torah.
Hashem hanan oti leavin yisrechel orhani zemuna.
Hashem granted me to understand that saying that a person has a spiritual mind means that he has emuna.
Emuna ze mera ala taiva mera kol hakim shel ha'olam hazeh.
Emuna is above nature. It's above all the rules of this world. And such a person will not forget anything. Because something that's spiritual, something that is spiritual, does not take up any space. And therefore, the whole Torah, which is spiritual, it can spread out and it can live in his mind. It can be part of his mind.
רבנו כותב יש שכל, זה שכל כמו ממידה משתורם, שכל גשמי, שאדם היא לא מהקדומות ומבין מהקדומות, כל אחד אומר שהשם חנן אותו.
רבינו writes that there's also the opposite of a spiritual mind is a physical materialistic mind. And Rabbeinu writes that a person can learn and may think that things are more materialistic than what they really are.
אבל שפע אלוקי שהשכל נשפע לאדם ממירות.
But there is also a godly abundance which can affect a person's mind quickly and speedily.
Rabbeinu omer, ech zochim shelano shefa eloki.
And Rabbeinu writes, how do we merit to have this godly abundance?
Im anachnu zochim mitkadesh et ha'inayim ozrayin החוטב מהפה, שהם השערים של המוח, זה אדם זוכה ששלומו הקודש, היכול לקבל שפע אלוקי.
How do we merit to have this godly abundance? When we sanctify our ears, our eyes, our nose and our mouth, which are the seven openings for the mind, then we have a holy spiritual mind, and then we are vessels to receive this godly abundance.
It's another avoda.
Well, we have work to do.
מי שזכה שיש לו שכל רוחני יכול תפוס כל התורה כולה.
A person who merits to have a spiritual holy mind, he can grasp the whole Torah.
Yes, so scared. I said,
May we merit to receive this, and this is what we've got to pray for. The rabbi is asking if we have any questions. Do we have questions today about Shavuos? Kvod Rav, שאלה ראשונה, מה יותר חשוב בשבועות, להישאר ער או לומר את התיקון? The first question is, what is more important on Shavuos? To stay awake all during the night, or to say the tikkun, all the prayers that we are mended to say, and all the learning portions?
Shavuot, Rabbeinu Amar, העיקר להיות ער, אפילו ישיר כבוד, העיקר להיות ער.
Rabbeinu said that on Shavuos, the main thing is to stay awake. Even if he sings and he dances, even if he finds it difficult to learn, the main thing is to stay awake all through the night. Because this comes to mend our sin that we slept when giving the, when the Torah was given to us. Second question. למה נוהגים לאכול בשבועות מאכלי חלב? Why do we eat on Shavuos milky foods?
Oh, Hazal amru Torah niflesemla lehalav vedbash.
Our sages told us that the Torah resembles honey and milk.
Kmo shekatov davash v'halav zahad lechonech.
Like it says in the verse, there's honey and milk under your tongue.
The ish bahag ish mitzvah lechol shnei tzeudot, had ba'layla, had ba'yom.
On the festival of Shavuos, we have a commandment on every single festival. We have a commandment to eat two meals, one during the night, one during the day.
יש לי מחמירים על עצמון לאכול גם חלבי ואחר כך בשרי.
There are those who are strict with themselves and they eat a milchik meal, something with milk, and then they will eat something with meat.
אבל משרת הייתי
But what I saw, and this is the custom, is that people have only one of the meals, a milky meal. And today, milk products are so much richer and even sometimes more expensive than meat products. Especially this year, when Shavuos is on a Friday, and we have a special commandment not to eat too late on Friday in order to have appetite when we bring Shabbos in on time. שאלה נוספת, another question. שאלה נוספת, הרב, לגבי חג השבועות. הרב, אני לא מתחבר ללימוד התורה. מה אני אמור לעשות בחג? Someone is saying here that he does not connect to learning Torah. What is he supposed then to do on Shavuos, which is the festival where we receive the Torah?
זה מצוין, זה הזמן הלילה הזה תפלל ותפלל בצבל שישם את הלכה אבל את התורה מתיקות להרגיש מתיקות התורה הנועם של התורה.
Excellent. This is exactly the time for a person to dedicate to pray for the Torah, to pray that Hashem will give you a connection to the Torah, that you will feel the sweetness of the Torah, that you will have love of Torah, and that you will be able to learn Torah. שאלה נוספת, כבוד הרב. הפעם הרב השאלה מגיעה מכיוון הנשים. This time the question is from the women's side. בתור אישה, מה אני אמורה לעשות בחג השבועות, בלילה וביום? As a woman, what am I supposed to do on Shavuos during the night and during the day?
מצוין, תגיד תהילים.
Excellent question. Say Tehillim.
אצרום בראש עליים מיד טוב.
By us here in Jerusalem, it's very, very good.
גם אנשים הולכים לדבית המלך, לכותל.
The women too go to the holy resting place of David HaMelech, King David, and to the Western Wall.
ותעשי דבודדות, פללי שהבעלך והילדים שלך יהיו תלמידיך חכמים אמיתיים.
And also doing his bodidus, praying for your husband and for your kids, that they shall merit to be true Torah scholars. How much do we have to pray for this? How much do we have to pray for this that you should merit for your husband and your children to be true Torah scholars?
יש לנו למלמד אותם עם אלך השאלות.
אנחנו הרב סיימנו הרב את השאלות להיום. The rabbi says there's a lot to teach you if we finish the questions. Those are the questions today relevant for Shavuos. Wonderful.
אבנו כותב שחג השבועות זה יום חג השבועות זה מירבו ממש אומר רבנו שכשבועות הוא בחינת שכל, שכל גדול והגבוה מאוד.
רבנו writes about the holy day of Shavuos, and he says that on this day of Shavuos, there is a very high and unique intellect and mind that shines on this day.
Rabbeinu masbir shehayom hazeh meir hesed elyon rachamim gdolim.
Rabbeinu explains that on this day, we have a supreme and elevated grace and great mercy that shine on the world in general and on every person in person on this special day of Shavuos.
דעת התורה בעם ישראל בעולם, ולכן זה נמשך היום הזה רחמים גדולים.
And why is that? Rabbeinu explains that the greatness of the mercy is affected and related to the greatness of the wisdom and knowledge. The more knowledge, the more mercy. On this day of Shavuos, the day we receive the Torah, an incredible, immense light of wisdom and knowledge shines on the world. The day that we receive the Holy Torah, which is the utmost knowledge a person can comprehend. Therefore, on such a day, it is the greatest shining of Hashem's mercy on the world in general and on every one of us in person.
גם בקלעת ישראל, כל אחד יהיה מתקת הדינים ויש משהו חור על אדם רחמים גדולים.
Therefore, on this day, all of us in general and each one of us in person, we can pray and we can make sure that all the judgments should be sweetened upon us and annulled from us, and that great mercy should be drawn upon us from the heavenly realm.
אכן, ודאי, כמו שאמרנו, תתפלל על התורה, על האמונה.
Therefore, certainly like we said, on this day you have to pray for Torah, for Emuna.
אבל גם להתפלל שכל אחד אינו דעת שיצא מכל העוונות שלו.
But we also need to pray that every single one of us should have the knowledge and wisdom to be able to leave and to go away from all of his sins and all of his transgressions. For men, there's another thing they need to do on Shavuos. Anyone who has the possibility should go and immerse himself in the holy water of a mikveh before the sun rises, even before the first sunbeams, which is called Alot HaShachar, start shining. And that is during the night. This is called the mikveh of the 50th gate.
נמשך בלילה הזה מקווה שהחמש עם עשרי מבינה.
Because on this night it is drawn on the world the light of the highest gate of knowledge and wisdom called the 50th gate of Bina, of understanding.
לכן זה מקווה הכי גבוה בכל השנה.
This is considered to be the highest mikveh, the highest time of immersing yourself in the holy water of the mikveh all through the year, Shavuos night.
צריכים לקבל חמישים עשרי בינה.
And when you immerse yourself in the mikveh, you need to have the intention of receiving all the 50th gates of understanding and wisdom. Indeed, everything starts from this concept called Bina, which is understanding. As we say in our morning prayers, when we pray before saying the Shema, give us in our hearts the understanding to be able to learn and to teach, to preserve your commandments, to pass them on.
Avinu kotev she lechaven lekabel kama she'amarti she'achemishim sha'arei binya she'ezeh lekabel sechel.
Rabbeinu writes that your intent when you immerse yourself in these holy waters of the mikveh is to receive the 50th gates of Bina, which means getting an intellect and a wisdom which are considered to be elevated and supreme to anything else.
על זה אמרנו שמי שיש לו שכל אורחני וגם שיש לו שפע אלוקי, זה לכבל במקבי, לכבל את השכל הזה, את השכל הזה שהיא רוחני, את השכל שהושע פעל אוקי, שכל שהוא ממש שכל ודעת גדולה. זה מקבלים את זה, אפשר עוד לדעת את כל התורה.
This is what we said when we spoke about having a spiritual mind which draws upon you godly abundance. This is what you have to have the intention of when you immerse yourself in the holy waters of the mikveh on Shavuos night, to receive this spiritual mind, this godly abundance which will allow you to know and to remember the whole Torah.
Oh. הצדיקים היום רואים המתן לתורה בזמן שאנחנו יכולים לטבול במקווה של בלילה לצבאות.
The righteous and pious and holy sages, when they went to immerse themselves in the holy water of the mikvah on Shavuos night, they could see with their eyes when Am Yisrael received the Torah on Mount Sinai.
Oh,
that is beautiful.
Rabbeinu kotev she kol adam כל יהודי יש לו ירושלים פרטית.
Rabbeinu writes that every single Jewish person has a private Jerusalem.
ירושלים זה הלב של האדם.
Jerusalem is the heart of a person.
צריכים רבינו כתב שצריכים לראות שירושלים הפרטית
Rabbeinu writes that it is our job to take care that our private Jerusalem shall be built properly.
אז רבינו כתוב זה מה זה בניינו ירושלים? העיראה
And Rabbeinu writes, what does it mean building your private Jerusalem? That is the fear and the awe that you have in your heart.
Rabbeinu כותב ששלוש עשרה דרגלים הם בשלם בכוחם
Rabbeinu writes that through the power of all the three festivals, Sukkos, Shavuos, and Pesach, you can then merit to really see and feel your private Jerusalem.
Regel mitaken midahad.
Every single festival, Rabbeinu writes, mends a certain virtue.
Al ken tzchim yidhar me'od b'chovod yom tov.
That's why Rabbeinu writes, therefore, you need to be very careful respecting each festival.
Rakabel ashalosh regalim karoyon.
And to receive the three festivals properly.
אז לכן צריכים לשמוח בחג ולענג את השחג וזכות כל לרגל יש בו אור מיוחד שאפשר לקבל.
Therefore, we need to be happy with the festivals, respect the festivals, and realize that each festival has its special spiritual light that we can receive. We are blessed that we have festivals because these festivals, they are the heart of a person, the heart of the world. We are blessed.
אז באנו, נשמח בחג, בארגן, אלה כזה חג, צריכים להכין נרות של השבת, כבר עם יומו חמישי, להכין נר שאפשר, שיהיה בו שאש, שאפשר להגדיק ממנו את הנרות של שבת קודש.
Rabbeinu says very high things about the festivals, but we are speaking about the simple understanding of respecting the festivals and being happy with the festivals. An important point for this year is, since Shavuos is on a Friday, we need already to prepare, before the festival enters, candles for the Sabbath. We need to have a candle lighting through the whole day of Shavuos, from which we can take light and light the Sabbath candles before sunset.
בלילה החג נרגיל את נשם הדרגות נר של אימותו וברכות שהיינו.
On the night of Shavuos, we need to tell the women who, when they're lighting the candles, they should also make a bracha called Shehechiyanu, thanking Hashem for receiving these times.
נשאר לנו רק להודות להשם.
We're only left to thank Hashem.
שזכינו שאנחנו מעם ישראל.
That we merited being part of Am Yisrael.
ובדיוק סיפר לי תלמיד לד שהיה שבר בפורטוגל.
Just now a student, exactly now he told me, a student of mine who was last week in Portugal.
חיפש מקום לאכול.
He was searching for a place to eat. They told him, over there, there's a place when you can get a falafel, which Jews work there. They went there, and the person who owns the store saw them.
There were
a beard and pierce. He lifted up his hat and he said, look, I also have a yarmulke. He told them that his non-Jewish partner, together their partners in the store, started speaking about Emuna and getting all enthusiastic about it. He said to the Jewish partner, you're Jewish. How come you don't know about the beauty of your religion? Because that Jewish partner, he was far, far away from Yiddishkeit.
בקיצור, הגוי הליב אותו. מה קרה אצלך? אמר לו, הגוי עלה מהדין שתפר בגן אמונה.
In short, the guys, the non-Jewish person started getting more enthusiastic about Judaism. And the Jewish person asked his partner, he said, tell me, what got you so enthusiastic about this whole issue? And the non-Jewish partner said to him, I started learning the book, The Garden of Emuna. Jewish partner also learned the same book, The Garden of Emuna. He did tshuva. What we actually learned from him, we can see, is that the non-Jewish partner, he is the one who caused the Jewish partner to do
tshuva.
And I've already heard many, many stories like this. So we need to distribute the book among all the non-Jewish people. That the whole world should believe in Hashem. Amen. Have a happy Shavuos, and with the help of Hashem, we'll be seeing you next week. Farewell and goodbye.